What?
It's nothing.
It's nothing? Reasons I deserve a drawer.
Okay, we're gonna table this for a less tragedy-filled day.
Yeah, and besides, I don't think we're there yet. I should probably get that. I need your help. Joe, come in. I don't think what happened to Danny was an accident. I think he might have been murdered. Joe, do you remember when Sarah died? I did all this research to try to find an explanation for why the boat went down. I needed to believe that it wasn't just an accident. That is not what I am doing, Laurel. I once handled a case for a clerk in the coroner's office. He passed me a copy of the incident report. It said that Danny's turnout coat was doused in turpentine. But I checked, and the plant owner said that there wasn't any in the factory. A turnout's supposed to withstand temperatures in excess of 500 degrees. But the coroner said that the fire did not exceed 250. How did my brother burn hotter than the fire that supposedly killed him?
Laurel, a fireman died fighting a fire. I'm not sure I see the crime.
I did some digging. Last week, another firefighter, Rio Barnes, was killed in action. Same circumstances. Traces of turpentine and ignition temperatures hotter than the actual fire. Do you think that you could talk to the fire marshal? You know, encourage him to pursue this?
Well, the fire department has its own investigative unit. They don't answer to the police.
Sorry to take so long with the detectives. TSU's been really backed up.
What, you find anything?
The only prints on it are yours. The tech inside is military grade. I can't even trace the manufacturer. Forensics-wise, it's a dead end.
Another case?
Vigilante. The phone belongs to him.
Where'd you get it? Does he answer?
Oh, like Kelton said, it's a dead end. Listen, kiddo, I feel for Joe and her family, I really do, but there's not a lot I could do this end. I gotta go. I love you. Hey, let's go.
Hello? I need your help.